But beliefs is an interesting one, because would you agree with me that some beliefs that you've got serve you, like they make you who you are, you're happy that you've got them. And then there might be some other beliefs that you've got that might actually hold you back. They might limit you in some way. Do you agree with that, yes or no?
Yeah.
So I'm here this morning on this first U Inc. is to share with you that your beliefs, most of them, are actually not true. So controversial. They're not true. I'm going to prove it to you. There's a little quiz for you. You've got the sheet right in front of you. You've got some blanks to fill in. Just a bit of fun. Question, all you've got to do is put a yay or nay, yes or no. Same at home. If you've got the download, great. If not, please just type in the chat yes or no for the answer. Are you good at what you do, yes or no? Super quick. Don't think about it too much. Are you good at what you do? Two, are you a great boss? Or if you're not the boss, are you a great staff member? Yes or no? Super quick. First answer comes in your mind, usually the correct one for you now, right now. Are you really good at selling? Yes or no? A fun one. Are you good looking? Just turn to the person next to you, please. Look at them and say, how you doing? Write it down, yes or no? Are you a great trainer of people? Most managers are promoted because they were good at sales. Does that make them a good manager, yes or no?
No.
Interesting, isn't it? Are you successful? Yes or no? That's a big conversation for another day. And the last one, save the best till last. Are you a great lover? Turn to the person next to you and say, do you want to find out? No, I'm kidding. just kidding. Yeah. So quick question, we're going to speed up things up a little bit. Quick question, whatever answers you've put, I don't need to know your answers, by the way, please don't. How do you know your answers to be true?
Somebody else has to be a judge.
Somebody else has to be a judge. How do you know them to be true?
You collect evidence to support
you. Trudy? She's lying, mate, she's lying. In essence, there's two ways we form our beliefs. Yes, it's from previous experience. Yes, it's from peers, parents, that kind of stuff. But in essence, they happen two ways, how they're formed. And it makes who we are, but it can promote you going further or limit you. The first way is from what other people tell us. That's how our beliefs are formed, especially if that person is somebody that's significant to us, especially when we're younger. I dated a girl called Jody who I thought was stunning. She thought she was ugly. Why? Because seemingly her father, when she was growing up, continually called her the ugly duckling. How sad is that? It became such an ingrained belief. Like, awful. So it's what people tell us. And if multiple people tell us the same thing, it just provides confirmation. The second way and the more powerful way that we form our beliefs is what we tell ourselves. That little voice in your head. You know that little voice? Some people go, what little voice? That's the voice. Doesn't shut up, does it? So my philosophy is, and this is what we work with people on, it's much deeper than sales or management training. My philosophy is, why don't you keep hold of the beliefs that serve you and let's challenge the ones that don't? Not just for you, but your staff members as well. Because I guarantee there's some there that are holding us back, and your staff as well.